بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عند فضيلة رمضان المبارك الله الله یہ مہینہ کتنا عالیشان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. شاہد کی رفعتوں کا عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے. شاہد کی رفعتوں عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے. ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے. پاب زنجیر مصیبت پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام. رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام. حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے. حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے. کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق ایک تیرے دم سے ہے. کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق ایک تیرے دم سے ہے. اے مبارک مہمان اے مبارک مہمان صدقے ہماری جان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی. تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی. روزے داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے. روزے داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. تیری آمد سے ہوا ہر ایک مومن کا دل باغ باغ. تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ. اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے. اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے. نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی. نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی. صبر صبر دن کو رات کو. صبر دن کو رات کو شکر خدا ہر آن ہے. صبر دن کو رات کو شکر خدا ہر آن ہے. پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا. پورے دن کے صبر کا پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا. بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے. بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. ہے دعا تسنیم کی ہر سال ہم کو مہمان کرے. ہے دعا تسنیم کی ہر سال ہم مہمان کرے. اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا، دین ہے ایمان ہے ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے، ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے، پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، شاہ جس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، شاہ جس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے۔ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ This beautiful poem explaining the great honor and the great splendor of this month of Ramadan, we only realize what a great gift this is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So beautifully it has been termed here, Allah Allah ye mahina kis qadar zishan, that you take a sigh of joy, ya Allah, what a beautiful month you have presented to us, what honor in this month. Allah Allah ye mahina kis qadar zishan hai, that you say, ya Allah, and in other words, shukr to you, O Allah, that what honorable, what splendid month you have sent to us. Thus, if only you understand, when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then our eyes will open up somewhat, and if the eyes of the heart open up, then we'll understand the splendor of this month of Ramadan, and what an enjoyment and what beautiful anwarat Allah Ta'ala sends down in this month of Ramadan. That so beautifully it is said, Shahid uski rafat wa azmat ka khud Quran Sharif hai, that what their testimony to the honorable splendor and the greatness of this month of Ramadan, Quran Sharif itself, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan. Do you know what month this is? This is the month of Ramadan Sharif. And then Allah made it so honorable that Allah chose this month to send down all the heavenly kitabs. And particularly Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah Ta'ala chose to send down Qur'an-i Kareem. So how honorable this month became when Allah revealed on the Qur'an-i Kareem. And then the month itself, Allah Ta'ala made it so honorable. So as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, a very, very honorable guest is coming. And in a very beautiful conveyance, ni'ma al-ratib wa ni'ma al-markab. And what a honorable guest coming with such a beautiful conveyance. That is the month of Ramadan is an honorable, that the Qur'an-i Kareem is an honorable, great gift of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special gift to us. And coming in the month of Ramadan Sharif, so how much shouldn't we appreciate the Qur'an-i Kareem? Quran, this month has brought special attention to Qur'an-i Kareem, and we see all our pious elders, this month of Ramadan, they were just attached 99% only to Qur'an-i Kareem. So we have to check how many days are gone, how far am I with my Qur'an-i Kareem, tilawat, etc. We have to take stock of that. Hote hai nazil farishte apne rab ke hukam se, pa ba zanjeer musibat aaj har shaitan hai. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down in this month of Ramadan, first of all Allah ta'ala commands all the malaika that you stop your duties and just say ameen to the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commands the fish in the ocean, birds in the sky to say ameen to the and make dua for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in the special night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down the whole, the entourage of the malaika with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and all to come make salam to those that are passing from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we only know what splendor is that, what beauty is that, and if a person spends his Ramadan Sharif properly, then we will see, we'll feel that inner feeling that Allah, that Jibreel alayhi salam, the malaika making salam to us, Allah give us that, that iota of that feeling and realization.
that what an honorable month this is, and to enjoy it even further, Allah Ta'ala has changed all the shayateen that want to cause harm, they want to spoil our life, and want to spoil our Ramadan also. Allah has changed them also, all the rebellious shayateen. And that is why we find, to a great extent, in the month of Ramadan, everybody generally got enthusiasm to do good deeds. But if we didn't make our Islam, then we still find it a little difficult. But just come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah ta'ala makes it. Because the splendor and the nur that is descending, nobody can be deprived in this month of Ramadan. Raat sab raaton se behtar hai teri maa Islam. That all the nights of all the other months, oh month of fasting, yours, every night is so beautiful. Every night is so splendorous that Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful, special gift of Taraweeh Salah. And that is Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh explained that Mawlana Abrar Haqqab Rahmatullahi says, Allah is explaining to us the great honor of Qur'an Kareem. That in this month of Ramadan we find that young boys, and boys maybe from poor homes also, they are huffaz. And they are standing in front and they are reading the Taraweeh Salah. And then rich people, kings also have to really stand behind them. So that is the honor of Quran Kareem. That all Allah Ta'ala honors us not through our wealth. Allah honors us through Quran Kareem. So this is what we should make our aim and our goal. Our children, make them connected to Quran Kareem. We ourselves. Lekin teen din ka tu fakad mehman hai. He says, sadly, this is just like 3 days of a mehmani. You just come in very quick and you're gone. And we can see the first ashara is almost gone. How much have we taken from the rahmat of Allah? If we beg Allah Ta'ala for His rahmat, Rabbi khair warham wa anta khairur rahimin. How much are we reading this dua and begging Allah Ta'ala, don't deprive us of your mercy. Kya batao kitni ronak ek tere dam se hai. What can I explain? That what beauty you got just in one breath of yours. In other words, every moment, like Hazrat explained, nafahat from Allah Rabbul Izzat, special, beautiful, the breezes are blowing. And who can be messed out with that breeze? Only a wretched person, Allah Ta'ala says, me, all of us, that we don't think it's every moment we must increase our effort. Even if we think we're feeling tired, you just move and see how Allah Ta'ala will take care, will give us courage, and how Allah Ta'ala appreciates. That Allah, we know Allah doesn't have to appreciate. Allah is so kind, but Allah's one name is Ash-Shakur. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeel al-amal al-kathir. Allah's one name is Ash-Shakur. Allah who appreciates abundantly. You do a small action, and Allah Ta'ala gives you a great reward. But we don't take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be only our destruction. Eh Mubarak Mehman, Sadka Hamari Jaan hai. That, oh most honorable, blessed guest, our lives are sacrificed for you. How fortunate are we? And this is that guest that has Allah explained. We don't have to take care of the guest, it takes care of us. And this guest is nice, it's an independent guest. If we don't take care of the guest, it's not, we are losers. And we have to realize that we have to be alert that every moment is going and we shouldn't be wasting time. Where there's still time to talk and joke and laugh, etc. There's no real time for it in this month. Teri khatir do jahan ki humko daulat mil rahi. That because of you, O great, the honorable guest, that in the month of Ramadan, we got the treasures of both the world. Quran Kareem, the greatest treasure. Then in this world Allah has given us that we may be all the very beautiful treasures of Quran Kareem, zikr, fasting, then standing in Taraweeh Salah, sitting in these majalis. These are great splendors, the wealth that Allah is giving us. And in the year after we'll see the real results. And the real wealth of the year after, when we make connection with Allah Ta'ala, and we get the honor of the majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what can we say? We can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and just put our minds and ponder and think, what a great month this is, and how it's just moving away. And we don't have to count the days. The days are going to pass irrespective. We have to see and check others, and reminding myself and all of us, how much taqwa am I filling in my tank? Is taqwa coming in my tank? And all the other great ni'mat of this month. Rose daro par tera ye kis qadar ehsaan hai. Then, oh Allah, and you send this man that is so, what a favor, and all from you, oh Allah, upon those that are fasting. What unlimited, like that also Allah Ta'ala sends down every split moment. We are only loving by the ihsan, by the kindness and the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And in this month of Ramadan, Allah is just pouring unlimited favor. So we have to open our hearts. In other words, we have to show our eagerness and just move ahead. We don't become less in this month. There's no moment to become less. Every moment you have to move eager and eager. Teri aamad se har ek mu'min ka dil hai baar baar. He says, by your coming, every believer who knows the value of this month, their hearts are just pouring with joy. They're just overjoyed. And what is the sign of overjoyed? Not that you got time to talk. Not that you got time to waste. You overjoy, you just busy with Quran Sharif all the time. You got this person, you just see him all the time. Quran Sharif, in the masjid, zikr, then in the majalis. And after majalis, swelling heart was more nur. And now you just got strength. You just want to carry on. Sleeping just minimum and getting up and again busy with Quran Sharif and the du'as, etc. Ey mu'azzab mehman, teri nirali shaan hai. Oh, most honorable guest, your splendor is very, very beautiful. It's outstanding. Nobody can match your splendor. That is the month of Ramadan. Nothing can match the month of Ramadan. If only we get an iota of the realization. Then Hazrat explained, our elders used to say, we die and we wish that every day must be Ramadan. Throughout the year it must be Ramadan. So we have to make our hearts open and make our lives like Ramadan Sharif. And if that we just try reasonably and make that effort, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when Imamul Hasan Rahmat says, spend your one Ramadan properly and gain taqwa, and your life starts moving in that line of taqwa. When your maut comes, that will be your Eid. That will be really our Eid. Allah give us this realization in tawfiq. Noor chehro se aya aur kalb paakizgi. You see in this month of Ramadan, everybody's faces are shining with the noor of Iman. And those that are making an effort to purify our heart. And what more, our Dada Shaykh used to say, Allah has given so many steam engines in this month. Particularly, the month of Ramadan itself, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you gain taqwa. Then Qur'an-i Kareem. And then how fortunate if you spend your month of Ramadan in the company of the pious servants of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, we can't make enough shukr. Allah has left us with our Hazrat. And what, how Allah is, Hazrat is spreading out this noor of taqwa. If only we can open our hearts and realize. Then see what Ramadan is all about and what Allah is telling us here to get this connection with Allah. Sabar din ko raat ko shukar hai khuda har aan hai. That in the day you fasting, you making sabr. In other words, you controlling yourself. But as Hazrat is explaining to us, real roza is the part of every part of our body should be fasting. And this sabr is so enjoyable that you make shukr. Ya Allah, what a gift you gave us. And at night you enjoy standing in Tarawih Salah. Not with the now I'm tired, I'm too many. You just stand in for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what enjoyment you get. Pure din ke sabr ka dekho, to badla kya mila. If you see that you just make total sabr, that is control your passions and your desires, and most important, make an effort to fill taqwa in our heart, then see what reward Allah Ta'ala is going to give us. In this world already, you will realize that enjoyment is only in deen. There's no enjoyment in any other way of life. Enjoyment is in deen, obeying the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what reward? Allah says, fasting is only for me. I know who is fasting and I will be your reward. For I'll present the reward to you. What more do we want? See, when we just think of that, then it becomes easy and enjoyable to keep roza and to make all ibadat in this month. Feel bad gaya har kisam ke khano se dastarkhan. Even physically, Allah Ta'ala has given so much affluence in this month of Ramadan. Did you see the dastarkhans are full? You see the kajur, you see the water, etc. Zamzam water. Allah knows it shouldn't be fake. But all this is splendid in this month of Ramadan. But we should eat reasonably, don't overeat, don't be feasting, and make shukr, Ya Allah, what ni'mat you have given us. And the spiritual ni'mat, we can't even imagine. Hey dua, given a title, tasneem, ki har saal, mehman kare, that we make dua this, Ya Allah, every year, please bless us with this great guest of yours. Don't let us be deprived in the least, but iski khidmat to hamara deen hai, iman hai. To make khidmat of the month of Ramadan doesn't need our khidmat. It means that to strengthen our deen, to strengthen our iman, the very, very power-packed month of Ramadan has come. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this reality, and we're fortunate we got the company of our Shaykh. Let us open our hearts and make an effort in that.